remembers when Will Smith said this, that's not true, right?
Mm-hmm. I read that mm-hmm. you felt that the government was deliberately spraying coal germs in subways, was deliberately mm-hmm. trying to make people ill with the AIDS virus. This is pretty serious stuff. Do you really feel that?
Well, that's a good question. Well, I'm with Barbara Walters now. Oh, that's a serious one. Okay, so I got it now, because people are going to chase me after this. People are going to chase me. I believe that it is quite highly possible that the AIDS virus is a result of genetic warfare testing.
By American agents?
Absolutely.
Will.
February 1956. In the heart of New York, Operation Big City was underway. A Ford Mercury, specially adapted with a hidden exhaust pipe, pumped out bacteria onto the streets of Manhattan. Undercover agents entered the city's subway system, their cases equipped with tiny motors, which covertly dispersed the bacteria Bacillus globuli. 10 years later, the army returned. Light bulbs filled with bacteria were dropped in front of trains and down ventilation shafts to test how far the bacteria would spread through the subway system. For years, these public experiments were kept secret from the citizens of New York. The Army faithfully filmed its own experiments. This Washington, D.C. bus station was the site of another secret test. 30 similar trials were conducted at public locations all across America. One of the earliest experiments had fatal consequences. In 1951, the Army sprayed the bacteria Sriracha marcescens over San Francisco. 11 hospital patients developed a mysterious infection, and within days, Edward Nevin died from an illness caused by the same bacteria. In 1953, CIA employee Frank Olson leaped through his bedroom window on the 10th floor of this New York hotel. 9 days earlier, a fellow CIA scientist had secretly spiked his drink with LSD. It took the government 22 years to acknowledge its role in Frank Olson's death. Another cover-up concerned the death of a civilian, Harold Blauer. Suffering from depression, he was a patient at the New York State Psychiatric Institute. There, he and 5 other patients were unwittingly tested with mind-altering drugs by doctors who'd signed a secret contract with the U.S. Army. Again, it was more than 20 years before his family discovered the truth.
In 1975, I was living in California with my 2 children. There was a knock on the door, and 2 people in uniform were at the door. They said they were from the Pentagon. They wanted to talk to me about the death of my father. And I told them that my father had been dead a long time. They came in and they told me that they had found papers at the Edgewood Arsenal in Maryland. And these papers had information about my father's death.
It took Harold Blauer's family 15 years of fighting the government in court before a judge's ruling established the facts.
On January 8, 1953, between 9:53 and 9:57 a.m., my father was injected with 450 milligrams, or 6.47 milligrams kilograms of body weight, of EA1298. According to the drug study notes, at 9:57, my father became very restless and had to be restrained by the nurse. He began sweating profusely and flailing his arms wildly. At 10:01, he pulled up in bed, his body stiffened, his teeth clenched, and he began frothing at the mouth. Similar reactions continued for over an hour. My father was still talking and moving his legs randomly at 11:05. Finally, at about 1.5 hours after the injection had begun, my father lapsed into a coma. He was pronounced dead at 12:15 p.m.
The laboratory had been set up using Lassa fever virus. Now, at that time, Lassa fever was one of four viruses that could jump the human-animal barrier. And it was a deadly virus. They were trying to create a virus that could be mass-produced and it could be sent out through the World Health Organization to get rid of millions of people in the world. But the Lassa fever virus proved uncontrollable. It killed three scientists who were working there. So the orders came from Washington, burn the place to the ground, and that's exactly what they did, within a radius of 100 miles. They bottled up some of these viruses they'd been experimenting with and took them back to the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. There they began again, but again they escaped and killed three more scientists. So they incinerated the whole laboratory, sealed it off and incinerated. The same experiments are now going on in Harvard University right now. But they're not using the Lassa fever virus. That has proved to be too tough for them to handle. Instead, the United States government gave millions of dollars to the United States military chemical and bacteriological warfare establishment at Fort Detrick, and they began experimenting with the AIDS virus. I knew about the AIDS 3 years before the word ever came out in the world, in the United States particularly, because of my field work in Sierra Leone. The British government used their Porton Down CAB facility. It's easier to get into the Bank of England vaults than to get into Porton Down. All the deadliest viruses in the world are being crafted there. In pursuance of the goal of the Global 2000 to decimate the world, shortly after this experiment had finished at Fort Detrick, the World Health Organization started a massive vaccination campaign. They said, for once and for all, we're going to wipe out the scourge of smallpox. They chose Africa and Brazil, launched a massive vaccination campaign. Immediately, AIDS began to appear. Thousands and thousands of people began dying of the strange new virus, which the World Health Organization then said it come from the bite of a green monkey. They forgot to tell you the green monkey's been there for centuries, and he'd been biting people if he ever did for centuries, but no disease of that nature had ever occurred. The World Health Organization deliberately took this virus, which was crafted from a series of animal viruses, including Mediavizna sheep, which destroys the brain, which is why you find AIDS patients get dementia probably first before any of the other AIDS-related complex diseases appear. And they began vaccinating innocent people on a massive scale, and they began dying like flies.